In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
I've been so taken by something Isaac Zube said here in church 2 weeks ago. Isaac gave a little summary of his week working with underprivileged and homeless people in Minneapolis, and he came to church and talked about it for us, helping at homeless shelters and soup kitchens and really hands-on kind of work. And one of the most important things they did was sit and visit with the clients as they ate. In other words, connect with the poor and the homeless. One of the things Isaac relayed was a certain man he met. He was homeless, he was a beggar, he was a human being. And this man said to Isaac, you know, I don't care if you give me anything or not, but it's most painful to be ignored. I mostly want to be seen. The need to be seen. Now, the way this homeless man was talking was not vanity. It's not the celebrity in me who needs to be in the limelight kind of scene. Seen in order to be praised or seen in order to have my ego stroked. That's not what he's talking about. And he's also not talking about being seen as an object of curiosity or a novelty or an object of fear. Like, hey, look, there's a homeless dude. He was talking about a basic human need to be seen as a person, to be recognized as a fellow traveler in this world, to have someone on occasion recognize his value as a human being. When Isaac relayed that story, it was kind of a wow moment for me. How many times have I passed by someone and avoided eye contact because the situation would make me feel awkward? That need to be seen on a human level is in us from a very early age. When teams from this church were in Guatemala on mission trips at the orphanage there, we were surrounded by little kids as soon as we set foot there. All of them saying, mira, mira, which means look, look. They all wanted us to look. But it really means see me. It really means see me. Those kids came from places where they were unseen. They were, their first years of life, they were just invisible. And now they're trying to catch up on that need to be seen. And I say the word need on purpose. It's not a desire to be seen. It's a need to be seen. And yes, it can be distorted into vanity. You know, all our basic human needs can be distorted. You know, our need for food, our need for touch, those things can certainly be distorted. But that doesn't negate the underlying need, the underlying God-given need to be seen. In today's epistle, the word seen comes up 4, 5, 6 times. Paul is recounting the proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he says, Jesus was seen by Peter. Then he was seen by the 12. Then he was seen by over 500 brethren. Then he was seen by James. Then he was seen by the rest of the apostles. And then last of all, Paul says, Jesus was seen by me. This seen is the deepest sense of the word. It doesn't mean Jesus was walking by the marketplace and people to happen to see him and then go about their business. No, Paul is talking about really seeing. These are people who saw Jesus, recognized the reality of who he is, recognized the reality of the resurrection, who see not just some good man, but who see the Savior of the world, who see the Son of God having come in the form of man for the salvation of all. And that kind of seeing gives us a twofold calling. The first is for us to see Jesus ourselves. And not just, oh, there's a nice icon, or that's a nice Bible story. No, we're talking about seeing Jesus as the Savior of our souls and as the Lord of our lives. If you can begin to truly see Jesus as the Lord and Savior, if you can truly begin to see Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's going to do something inside of you. It's going to change how you live. Having Jesus as your Savior will be infinitely comforting. And having Jesus as your Lord will be infinitely challenging. challenging because you are called to the very highest calling of daily sacrificial love. And that is a calling that easily befuddles us. But comforting because you are empowered and you are inspired and you are rescued daily by the resurrected Son of God. And you can be comforted because when Jesus is your Savior, then you yourself are seen. Seen as the individual person you are, warts and all, but still loved. Now, I have a dear friend who recently got a tattoo of a small pair of eyeglasses. And when she was explaining the meaning to a couple of us, she said, growing up, she herself had to do a lot of the caregiving in her family, even as a child. And she didn't feel like anyone saw her, had any attention for her. And when she was hurting, she never felt like anyone knew, except perhaps one, and that was Grandma. Her grandma had the insight and would always say to her, I see you. That was her grandma's phrase for her. I see you. I see you. I see you, gorgeous girl. My sweetheart, I see you. And so to honor her grandma and that priceless gift of being seen, she got a tattoo of a little pair of eyeglasses and next to them, grandma's initials. Now I said we have a twofold calling. One was to see Jesus as Lord and Savior. The other calling is to see our neighbor. And not just see them, you know, passing by, but to see them with intention. To recognize their humanity. To share the journey, the sometimes painful journey to the kingdom of heaven. And whether they're aware of that journey or not, to see them on that journey nevertheless. To see especially the person that might be easy to ignore. Whether they're homeless, whether they're just a face in the crowd. And I think we need to remember that sometimes the person who might seem to have everything together might be hurting more than the rest of us. But in learning to see Jesus as Lord and Savior, we will begin to truly see our neighbor. And in learning to truly see our neighbor, we might truly begin to see Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.